welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Tyler Childers.
Lexington to go to school, then you decided to pursue the music career full time. What was it that finally kind of tipped those scales for you?
I moved here and moved here in the summer, and I took summer classes, and then I took classes in the fall, and I took classes in the spring, and I was like, I'm gonna take a break for the summer, and I did, and I played a lot, just let the bug get into me, you know, the music bug. And I was like, nope, I'm going to quit going to school and just play. And that's what I've been doing.
So pretty easy decision
it
for you?
It was pretty easy, yeah. As soon as I let up on it, and I let up on school, I just had to go play some music.
Right. Obviously, it's much more difficult than just showing up somewhere and playing.
You need to make the trip worth going, which is something Ian's been helping out with a lot. Because before, if I had a date open, I'd just take it, you know. If somebody hollered at me for tomorrow and needed me here, I'd be like, yeah, let's take it. And then tomorrow, I mean, the day after tomorrow would lead me to West Virginia, I'd be like, yeah, let's take it. And then the next day would be all the way in Indiana. I just, you know, I was all over the place. I didn't care, but Ian's been stressing that we don't take shows unless they're in a nice row, you know. And that's the best way to do it, and I should have been doing that all along. I'd have probably a little bit more money in my pocket if I would have done it that way. But no, what we'll do is we'll pick a route that we want to go, you know, if we haven't gone through Tennessee or North Carolina or Georgia, you know, for a while, then we'll say, well, we're going to start in Huntington and do Huntington, Lexington, Louisville, Nashville, do a nice C, you know, go to Georgia and North Carolina. We'll do a straight shot through Huntington, do Huntington, Morgantown, Shepherdsville, you know, just make the trip pay for itself, and in the end, hopefully come out with at least $10 or $15 for a meal and a case of beer.
Right. <You know? laughs>
Been hard. A couple places we've lucked out with people that knew people, you know, giving a good word for us, and other places we've just had to just pick and play wherever we can, you know, and start out in, you know, the dive bars and then get to better venues. It's hard, you know, it's hard to get a show as an outsider, and you just have to just keep on bugging them until they give it to you.
And once they do, do you find it pretty easy to win them over?
I try, and I hope, and sometimes I do, you know. Sometimes I don't. It's just, you know.
Off to the next town.
It's on to the next town. It's all.
Wondering if we could talk just a little about the the instruments that you make your music on. What are you playing right now? What's the guitar you have right now?
The guitar I have right now is it's actually a new one since last time me and you saw each other. Martin HD 28. My D 28 that my grandpa got me for Christmas before he passed away is floating around, probably not around Lexington. Somebody must have liked it enough to grab it up and take it away. So if anybody,
they nicked your guitar?
Yep. If anybody sees a Martin D28 running around in a Brown Alvarez case around Lexington, that's mine, and I'd like that back.
Are there any markings on that besides the Alvarez case that would give us a little idea of?
On the bottom, where you know, where it would meet your hip if you were sitting down, there's these weird scratches on it that just, I guess, where my keys scraped up against it so many times. But for a really long time, I thought somebody had just scraped a cuss word up on my guitar. There's a notch off the bottom, off the left side of the headstock where one of my buddies had it around his neck. And I kept on telling him to be careful because the guitar strap was not very good. And he was like, dude, trust me, I'm going to be careful. And he wasn't, and I didn't trust him, and it just fell. So there's a little notch out of the left side of the headstock. It's Martin D28.
As you were talking more and more, the brow got more furrowed, you know, just, and those angry eyes, you know. I just can't imagine someone doing that.
Charleston girl in a darkened room, and you don't know her like I do. We took the fire escape to her room and got stone raging blind. Left my money in the trusting hands of them old steel brothers in a thrash grass band. One day I'm gonna drive up there and give them half my mind. I don't know if it's the wine or the coke that makes her sound like her jaw is broke. She's working hard to make some sense, but she ain't got a dime. I wish to God that I could help her out. I wish I knew what she was talking about. I wish to God that I could get away, but I'm way too drunk to drive. All I know is that when I'm good and sober, I am leaving West Virginia for a while. All I know, but every time I cross that river, Lord, there's something tears me up. Makes me wild. Charleston girl with raven hair, bloodshot eyes and skin so fair. I believe if I could find my keys, I'd try to drive away. I never planned to leave so soon. I didn't know that he was sweet on you. Go ahead and take her, cause she ain't worth the time. All I know is that when I'm good and sober, I am leaving West Virginia for a while. Don't know why, but every time I cross that river, Lord, there's something tears me up, makes me wild.
Joined us? This is the music of Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Silver lining, I guess. We have a beautiful new guitar here. Of course, you know, you want to break that in. But what is it about the Martin for you that makes it the perfect instrument?
It's loud. And it plays good. And it just always felt right. You know, you've got your... got your Taylor guys out there, and you got your Martin guys, and you got a guy for every guitar, and I just always like Martins. They just felt right.
Do you play other instruments at all?
If you're in the right state of mind, and I'm in the right state of mind, I can do a mandolin fairly well. but we have to be there. And it's more of a late night instrument for me. If I Google the chords right fast, I can strum around on a banjo, but no, mostly I just beat around on a guitar.
Are there instruments that you wish you could play, or that you're wanting to maybe somewhere down the line pick up?
I would really, really, really like to be able to play a pedal steel. It's a different animal, you know, and I just can't play one at all.
It's a beast, too.
Yeah, it's a beast.
It's
a whole exercise.
Yeah.
Your legs and your hands and just everything working on it.
What is your dream guitar?
Well, my dream guitar is the guitar I had.
Yeah, that's the answer that I knew was going to come out, right.
I'll probably always be playing a Martin, but I would, I'd like to have a Gibson J45. Those are nice guitars. Other than that, I'll just take what I got and keep on going.
And hopefully get that E28 back.
And hopefully get that E28 back. Mm.
Man, oh man.
And the brown Alvarez case with the belt around it.
Right, with a notch there and a little scratches on the right. Right. I'll be looking at every guy that comes in here.
Of a Sunday back home in old Kentucky, with the church choirs just belting to the pines. And I love you like the mountains, loves the way the morning opens to a soft and bright greeting from the sun. So if it make you stay, I wouldn't act so angry all the time. I wouldn't keep it all inside, and I'd let you know how much I loved you every day. So darling, will you stay right here and shake this frost off of my bones? Well, I used to ride a Mustang, and I'd run that thing on high hopes. Well, they raised the price of dreams so high I couldn't pay. So I let that car just sit there when I should have took you driving, with the windows down while the music played. So if it make you stay, I wouldn't act so angry all the time. I wouldn't keep it all inside, and I'd let you know how much I loved you every day. So darling, will you stay right here and shake this frost off of my bones? Darling, will you stay right here and shake this frost off of my bones?
Thank you. Do you see yourself locating anywhere, relocating to somewhere, like going to Nashville or Chicago or somewhere like that?
I've got a cousin who lives in Chicago, and he's told me if I ever took a notion to come up and stay a little while, I could stay with him. And I would love to go. Like, I didn't think I would like Chicago. I loved it. And I would go up there for a spell, but in the end, if I get my say, I'll probably die in Kentucky. My luck, I'll probably die in Ohio, just short of the bridge. But
well, I certainly hope that doesn't happen.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Apologies to any Ohioans out there. I was wondering if you might be able to give some advice to any budding singers or songwriters.
If they're thinking on picking it up, do it, but stay in school. Because it pays better. If you're hitting a wall, just there's a preacher back home. Paul Cox, and he just used to say, just hang in there like a hair on a biscuit. And that's what you got to do. Just hang in there like a hair on a biscuit.
Sage
just
advice.
Go through it.
We came out here to get away. Away from all the folks we've known and all of our mistakes. Yeah, we're back again, it seems. We're pissing in the wind and messing up all of our dreams. And if I didn't know no better, I think that you hate to smile. You couldn't ask for better weather. Oh, where are you running, child? The road is long and the road is cold. But there's been weaker men get further on with half the chords you know. And you're alright, yeah, you ain't bad. And I give my weight in whiskey just to get my 20s back. Oh, what in the hell's the matter? Crying to soldier's joy. You couldn't ask for tune much nicer. Oh, where are you running, boy? And home ain't going nowhere. And what makes you believe that you'd be happier back there? You're just running scared. The end will come around in time, and the only thing will matter is the way you've spent your life. And this ain't no way to breathe, running through the money, picking fights out in the streets. Oh, what in the hell are you after? Life for a way to go. You couldn't ask for way much faster. Oh, where are you running, Joe?
Thank you. Well, that is it for this week's Red Barn Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, Tyler Childers, for being with us tonight. I also like to thank you listening to our webcast and those listening on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, and that is to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. I'm Adam Luckey, the host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, go well.
Back before birthdays were something she dreads. And back before children had settled her friends. And back when the radio spoke to her heart. Our girls, they wanna have fun. I lay here awake and I laugh at her jokes. Referencing movies I'm too young to know. And I'm letting her lead as we dance in the dark. Oh, girl, I'm falling in love. buy us some wine. I'll bring my guitar. I've been working on learning that song you've been dying to sing about weddings and things. I'll strum in the back and come in where I can, harmonize on a line or two. This song's all you. Pleading my case with the bro at the door. Buddy, I know we've been through this before. You can't let me go in, but if I wait outside, will you give her a message for me? Tell her, Onita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing. You got the time to buy us some wine. I'll bring my guitar. I've been working on learning that song you've been dying to sing about weddings and things. I'll strum in the back and come in where I can, harmonize on a line or two. This song's all you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank our guest, Tyler Childers, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio was recorded live in front of a studio audience from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, here in the heart of the bluegrass, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's host is Adam Lucky. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.